Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening to you, Rory. Well, very shortly now, Mark English will take centre stage as he goes in the 800 metres final on the last day of the European Athletics Championships in Munich. Of course, last evening with huge Cork interest, and well done to all the Cork competitors. A sixth place finish overall, of course, for the 4x400 metres relay team, of which Phil Healy from Bandon was very much part of, and a great performance to get to the final for the Irish team. An eighth place finish, what a great performance, a great championships it's been for Louise Shanahan in the 800 metres. She really has seen her graph rise dramatically during the course of this year. And well done as well to Michelle Finn, ever consistent, a 14th place finish in Europe overall in the 3000 metre steeplechase final last evening. And whilst all of the action was happening in Munich, of course, the big event here at home was the conclusion of the Kia series. It took place in Cork, the John Buckley Sports St. Finbarr's AC 10 miler, which was based around the Blackrock Ballinlock area of the city, and was won by Paul O'Donnell of Dundrum South Dublin in 49.51. Another clubmate of his, Robert Carbally, finished second in 53.52. So clear daylight there of 4 minutes between first and second from Dundrum South Dublin. And in third place was Pat Hennessy from West Waterford Athletic Club. In fourth, the first Corkman home, a very steady run as always by Conor McCauley of Leavell, 54.17 his time. Mullingar Harriers athlete Timmy Murphy finished fifth overall. There were other Cork athletes who achieved top 10 finishes, including Jeremy O'Donovan, Michael McMahon and John Shine. Whilst in the ladies race, it was won by Shauna Heaslip in 57.02, but two Cork ladies managed to break the magical hour mark. Niamh Moore in second, 55.52, just edging out Fiona Sanchez from East Cork AC, third in 59.59. Well done to both of those on podium finishes, and indeed as well to Lisa Hagerty of Leavell, who was fourth lady across the line ahead of Olympian Marie McCambridge. Success as well for a number of Cork athletes in the various categories. Good run, as we said already, by Michael McMahon, a top 10 finish for him in the men's over 40 category. Keith Kelly of Youghal just behind him, third in the men's over 40. The men's over 45, we mentioned Jeremy O'Donovan already, he was followed across the line by Michael Morgan of St. Finbarr's in the men's 45. And an 11th place finish in the race overall for the man who's certainly rolling back the years, the men's 50 winner, Vivian Foley of Eagle AC. Another super run by him. So too, the men's 55, Patrick Sheehan, the winner from Mill Street. The men's 60, won by Martin Lynch. Another win for Martin. And well done to Joe Power of Middleton AC, winning the men's over 65. And to John Holland of Mallow AC, the winner of the men's 70. The ladies were to the fore as well in the category prizes. Siobhan Holland followed Marie McCambridge across the line in the female 45 category. Success at the top of the podium for Eileen O'Keefe of Donrail in the 55 category, and for Norma Harrington of Galty Runners in the ladies 65. Congratulations to all involved. And for more reflections now on last evening's race, I'm joined from the host club by Inda Kiernan, who's the club PRO at St. Finbarr's and also the club secretary. Inda, it seemed like a great night of athletics, and everything seemed to have run very smoothly.
Yes, everything went very well on the day. We had just under 1,100 finishers. I think 1,054 or 55 is the final number. A very warm evening, John, which caught a lot of people by surprise, and a lot of people talking about the warm conditions afterwards. And it was windy in places, but the wind and allied with humidity seemed to make it a difficult evening for a lot of people. Including some like people like myself, the pacers, we found it quite difficult. It took a little bit more effort than what we would have expected for the times that we were doing. But overall went well. A number of people, unfortunately, dropped out at various places of the race, but all were safe and well, and no issues and no concerns medically to report. But a great evening, enjoyed by everybody, and the support was absolutely amazing out on the course. I would have paced and ran the race before, and there was support in places where you would never have seen support before. Along the waterway, out along the marina between Blackrock Castle and Mahon, which we call the lonely 2 miles in the marathon, or the marathon relay even, and huge crowds out along that stretch of water. It was brilliant to see, and brilliant to see the crowds around the marina market area yesterday evening. So all in all, I think everybody had a good event. Everybody enjoyed it. A lot of people came from all over the country to it and seemed to really, really enjoy it. So all positive. And no doubt, look, people will have... We can all learn things, make things, little things a little bit better and stuff like that. And that's all part of it. And we look forward to getting that feedback from the competitors over the next couple of days and weeks.
And of course, some of those competitors were battling for places in the overall Kia series. It's done and dusted now. Last race last evening. Just update us, Enda, as to the way that things finished overall.
Yeah, last night was race 7 of the 7 race series. And local winner in the female series in terms of Lizzie Lee. Lizzie was leading, and the only person who would catch her was Michelle Finn. And given that Michelle was running an exceptional race in difficult weather conditions as well in Munich last night, in the 3,000 metre steeplechase, Lizzie, I think, has picked up an injury in the last couple of days and just decided not to run. It was great, but it was great to see her and her children and her father, Gerard, out on the course supporting the runners, and supporting everybody and wishing well and cheering on. Just before I walk away from Michelle Finn, the club would just like to acknowledge and congratulate Michelle and indeed all the Irish team in Munich over the last week on their excellent results and what they've done, but particularly Michelle, given that she was a local girl running yesterday. In the men's series, Paul MacDonald from DSD in Dublin won that. So congratulations to Paul also. And in the team series, Leeville were first, so they won €7,000 of a prize last night. DSD from Dublin had a fairly large contingent down, and it was great to see them all. And they were second in the team series. And Mullingar Harriers already had a third place guaranteed last night. And they finished third and they got €3,000 for the team series. So all wrapped, all very good. Hopefully Kia enjoyed last night and got benefit out of it. They had a number of vehicles inside the marina market and there was plenty of people looking at them and pondering at them. So that's the outcome of the series, John.
And very finally, Enda, to your own club members, I suppose, and everybody that helped, a huge word of thanks, I suppose, from the athletics community overall. It's a job well done and I think you can relax now maybe for a couple of weeks before you plan your next project.
Yeah, look, on behalf of the committee of the club, I'd like to thank PJ Walsh, who was race director, and all the race committee, not only for yesterday, but in the last number of months, because it has been a mammoth project over the last number of months. They've been meeting twice a month via Zoom and various other forums trying to get the race up and running. And that was very evident in what we saw last night. People hugely complimentary in terms of the organisation and the way the race ran and prizes and numbers and registration and tops and so forth. All that goes with it. As a race organiser yourself, John, with the Ballantosis 4, you have an appreciation of all the unseen work that gets done behind the scenes that nobody realises. So huge, huge work done. And I suppose thank our sponsors as well. John Buckley Sports in particular as title sponsor. And John hasn't been too well in recent times. He had a bit of an operation on his back there, and hopefully we'll see him back out in the golf course in the next couple of weeks and months. And we wish him well. And to our other sponsors, including Kia, including Diana Mahoney Jewelers, Super Value, Micheál Ó Cuaillí Butchers, and Anthony O'Brien, and the Bandon Road service station. Thanks to each and every one of those, and to people who brought spot prizes and brought various bits and pieces to us, and donated their time and donated various materials and goods to us. There's too many to mention.
No, let's go back a few days earlier to the Ratcormac 4 mile race, which was organised by Bridevale AC. Well done to all involved. A fantastically well organised event there. Interestingly, two of the top three came from outside the county. Geoff Fold from Kilkenny Harriers in 1946 just edged out Paul Hartnett of East Cork AC, just 4 seconds back in second place. The third place finisher was from Clonmel AC, Evan Fitzgerald. However, the top three ladies all came from Leaside. Breda Gaffney, back from injury. Todd O'Rall, the Mallow lady, in 24.45. A second place finish from Michelle Kenny from Leeville in 24.19. And the race winner, Martina Kiley from St Finbar's in 23.03. A very successful week for Martina O'Rall, who only 5 days previously had won the National Ladies Over 40 Track and Field title. And afterwards, I spoke to the St Finbar's athlete.
It went well. I was very happy with the time. It was fairly fast. I went off fairly fast, and I kind of stayed with a group up until about the 3 miles, and then kind of just tried to keep the pace going up till the end. So I was happy with the time.
Nice little challenge from time to time. A bit of an up and down course on the way around the 4 miles.
Yeah, it was. I ran it about maybe 4 years ago, and I knew it was challenging, but you know, it was a great. To be fair, it was a great atmosphere here tonight, and a good turnout as well. So it's always good to come out and support the local races.
You're in the middle of a busy summer, of course, on your last weekend, the National Masters title for you. So things are going very well.
Yeah, they are, to be fair. I was delighted to get the title last weekend. It's been a while since I've ran in the track, but it was a great turnout. It was fairly hot on the day, but I was just delighted to get out and do my best. And I suppose I just love competing, really love doing the races, and I find they just bring me on, so I enjoy them.
A quick transition from track and field to road, obviously, in the space of 5 days, Martina. What's next on your list?
I suppose I'm just going to keep doing the local races, really, and I suppose the main thing is probably the cross country coming up in October and November. So I'll be aiming for the Masters, the trials there in October, and hopefully get on, if I can, on the Irish team for the November cross country.
Obviously that's coming around the corner pretty quickly, so you'll have to focus your mind on that pretty quickly.
Yeah, I will. I suppose off I go to the hills, really, after this. So I suppose just kind of get the cross-country training up and going in the next few weeks now, and kind of keep the races going and hopefully get fit and stay injury-free is the main aim, really.
But overall, finally, Martina, pleasant memories from your return trip here to Ratcormac this evening.
Yeah, delighted to come back and get another title here. Great atmosphere, great turnout, and I'm just delighted, really.
Well, they say life begins at 40, 50, or maybe even 60 in the case of Martin Lynch. Martin has been rewriting his own record books in recent weeks. He ran his first ever marathon in his latter stages of his 59th year in a time of 3:18 in Cork. And since then, he's been scooping the category prizes race after race. A winner last evening, of course, in the John Buckley Sports 10-miler in his new category of over 60. He was also top man in the same category in Ratcormac on Thursday evening. I spoke to Martin after that race.
I think since I did the Cork City Marathon, I've just put in the extra mileage, and I just seem to be getting faster and getting older. So,
interestingly, you've moved to the over 60 category. Not too many people would take on a first marathon at that age.
No, it was a couple of friends suggested it to me, and they kept pestering me, and I did it, and I was delighted with it, and I kept a good steady pace that day all the way through it, and I was happy, very happy with it.
And obviously you came off the other side of it in really good shape based on what you've done since then.
Yes, I did indeed. Yeah, kept a steady pace and been, touch wood, been fit since. No injuries or anything.
So you're acting as a bit of an inspiration to all of us in the older generation, I suppose we can call ourselves that. Setting PBs at this stage is quite an achievement. Tell me about your recent runs.
I've done Boeing 5K. And I did that in just over 19 minutes. The BHA down the Marina 5K did under 19 minutes, 18:50 or something. Everything I seem to be doing, the Tracton 5 mile, they were all PBs, or 4 mile, whatever that was. Kind of doing very well. Kind of anything I run at the moment seems to be PBs.
And here tonight in Ratcormac, 25 minutes. That's quite a time. And what's not the easiest course?
No, it wasn't. A few slopes in it, are kind of very hilly in places. It was enjoyable.
Couple of quick questions for you in relation to future plans. I bet you can't wait for your next race based on the fact that you're going so well.
I've two marathons now lined up as well, the Clonakilty and the Dublin. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Obviously, you've got the training plan in the bank from Cork Martin. Is it a case of topping up? Are you just taking a little bit of a break from the longer runs at the moment?
Well, we're still doing long runs on a Sunday morning kind of thing. We're still doing something, kind of just tipping away. But they're short races at the moment that are, kind of a mixture.
I'm sure looking back, finally, in a couple of years' time, the 2022 running diary is going to make for some fantastic running, a fantastic reading from your point of view.
Oh, yes, it is, yeah. This is a successful year, very much.
They're certainly in a real rich vein of form. Coming up this week, just a reminder that the Lambertstown 5 Mile Road Race takes place on this coming Thursday evening, the darkening evening, so do note it starts at 7:30 p.m. Registration is at the Guthrie Inn. It's a relatively flat and indeed scenic route, so something to look forward to on the roads on this coming Thursday evening. Back next Saturday morning, Rory, with more on the athletic scene, but for the moment, John Cashman, C103 Sport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.